At a recent meeting of the American Peanut Shellers and Peanut Buying Point Association, Kathy Sayers, the Peanut Price Support Program Specialist from Washington, from the Farm Service Agency, said that they've been updating their computer operations and some delays have occurred in the Agricultural Act of 2014. But she said for peanuts, most everything is about the same. The eligibility requirements to participate in the Market Loan Assistance Program and the loan deficiency payments stayed the same. There were two new eligibility requirements added, she said. One is the adjusted gross income eligibility. Beginning with the 2014 crop, a producer or legal entity whose adjusted gross income exceeds $900,000, they are not eligible for market loan gain or for the loan deficiency payments. But they are eligible for the price support program as long as it's repaid at principal plus interest. On payment limitations is another one. Beginning with the 2014 crop year, payment limits on market loan gains and loan deficiency payments associated with the market loan program and LDP, the amount of payment received directly or indirectly by a person or a legal entity for price loss coverage, for agricultural risk coverage, for market loans, must not exceed $125,000 annually. Peanuts are lucky this time that they have a separate payment limit, so that $125,000 will apply to peanut farmers this coming year. Sayers also said that forfeitures are not subject to any payment limits. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.